Whether there was no traditional recollection in the country as to the captain of these two ships, the old man told me that in 1784, he, being then a boy, and employed in the quarantine office at Havre, had seen Paul Jones there. He was at that time a commodore in the fleet of the Count de Vaudreuil. The renowned courage of this officer and his extraordinary exploits had made such an impression upon him that upon his, the clerk's, return to Brittany, he spoke of him to his father, who then had charge of the Chateau d'Auray. Upon hearing the name of Paul Jones, the old man started and made a sign to him to be silent. The young man obeyed, though not without astonishment. He frequently afterwards questioned his father upon the subject, but he always refused to satisfy his curiosity. It was not until after the death of the Marchioness d'Auray, and the immigration of her son the Marquis, and the dispersion of the family at the Revolution, that the old man felt himself permitted to reveal even to his son the strange and mysterious history in which that of the object of my inquiries was so singularly blended. Although nearly 40 years had passed away since his father had related this eventful history, it had made so deep an impression upon him